Hello, my name is Blaine Marks, and you have the privilege of listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Raider Radio is a school-based show where once a month, a group of leadership students are going to tell you about the inner workings of Burney High School, such as clubs, school events, and important dates to remember for the community. Let's get right into it then. Today, I'm going to talk about the baseball crab feed that was to fundraise for the Burney baseball team. The Burney baseball team held their annual Boosters Burney Baseball Crab Feed. The baseball team began setting up on Friday of last week at around 5:30 p.m. Due to complications, they had to resume the next day. But the whole baseball team, as well as adults, worked hard to make sure everything was set up by 5 o'clock the next day. The baseball team sprung into action, selling auction tickets and cards. At the auction, there were a number of donations from businesses and occupants in the town. They ranged from $20 gift cards from Alpine to a strawberry cheesecake, which looked delicious. The big auction items were a deep-sea ocean fishing trip and a purebred Labrador puppy. People were ecstatic when the juicy and decadent crab found its way to the table. The only complaints were that they could not take some home. There were many donations, and on behalf of the baseball team, I would like to thank every occupant and business that made donations to the crab feed. And good luck to the baseball team. I hope it's a great year for everyone. Next up, we have Albert Shekla, who's going to give us a tremendous report on the spring musical.
Thanks, Blaine. We have begun the production of this year's musical, Bye Bye Birdie. The synopsis for the play is as follows. The year is 1958, and the much-adored rock and roll idol, Conrad Burney, played by senior Skylar Ragsdale, has been drafted into the U.S. Army. His songwriter and agent, Albert, played by senior Everett Montoya Barrera, and Albert's secretary and sometime girlfriend, Rosie, played by junior Paris Geisler, hatch a plan for a farewell performance to take place on the Ed Sullivan Show, which they hope will help sell Birdie's new song, One Last Kiss, and ultimately save Alma Lou Records from going under. To cap off the performance, Birdie will actually give one last kiss to Kim McAfee, played by junior Allison Courtright, an avid member of the Conrad Burney fan club from Sweet Apple, Ohio. When Albert and Rosie head to Sweet Apple to prepare for Birdie's arrival, things start to unravel. Kim's father is starstruck at the thought of being on the Ed Sullivan Show with his daughter, and Kim's new steady Hugo, played by senior Albert Shekla, gets jealous at the thought of Kim kissing Conrad on national television. The musical this year will be directed by Jill Reed and Carolyn Garrigus, and the dates for the showtime are May 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Albert, for that magnificent presentation. The first song that we're going to listen to today is called Make It Sweet by Old Dominion.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and wind mess up your hair. That windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste enough.
you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Next up, we have Taryn Dom, who's going to give us a great presentation on the sports at Burney High School. Go ahead, Taryn.
Thanks, Blaine. The Burney basketball seasons have come to an end for the 2019 season. Both varsity boys and varsity girls were knocked out of playoffs in the second round. Now we are off to baseball, softball, and track. The varsity boys will be playing in Dunsmuir on March 8th at 3 p.m. The varsity girls softball team will be playing in Fall River on March 8th at 5 o'clock p.m. I asked track coach Amanda Tate if she had any advice or wisdom for me to share, and she said, "It does not matter how slow you go as long as you do not stop, and you win more races believing than thinking you can't." For this month's Raider Radio's Player of the Month, from varsity boys baseball team, we have Levi Perkins. Levi has been selected due to his incredible performance on and off the field. Levi is a key player for the Burney boys baseball team, so make sure to keep an eye out for him. Marcella Cruz has been selected from the varsity girls softball team. Earlier this year, she hosted a softball camp to help teach young softball players fundamentals for her senior project. She is also one to watch when you get a chance. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Taryn. That was fantastic. The next song that we have for you guys is called "Miss Missing You" by Fall Out Boy. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN listener-supported radio. Next up, we have Cassandra Taylor, who's going to interview Caitlin Estes, who went on the Interact trip to Mexico.
Thank you, Blaine. In the month of February, on the 15th to the 19th, two Interact members, Alexis Bellino and Caitlin Estes, headed off in a plane to a less fortunate community in Agua Prieta, Mexico. Today I have with me Caitlin Estes to explain her experience with us. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. So can you give me a brief description of what you did while you were in Mexico?
We were actually in Mexico for 3 days. The first day we were there, we went to a park in the middle of the less fortunate area of Agua Prieta, and we cooked about 200 hamburgers for the kids and families there. And we got to play with all of the kids, and they absolutely loved us. It was a really fun experience, but it was also sad at the same time. And we also brought all the kids their soccer balls, and their faces totally lit up whenever we saw them, and they saw us with the soccer balls. And I also got to hold two twin babies that were just born, and they needed money for diapers and wipes, so we're going to send money for that. And then the second day we were there, we went and painted a mural at an orphanage and a nursing home, and we talked to the people at the nursing home, and they were super excited to see us. And then the third day we were there, we went to a school for special needs children, and we also painted classrooms there, and we got to play with the kids a little bit while we were there, and they absolutely loved us, which was really cool. And they were like trying to communicate with us, and we were able to talk with them a little bit because we knew a little bit of Spanish and they knew a little bit of English. And then after that, we went to an after-school program for, like, kids who are abused at home, have drug abuse at home, that kind of thing. And we also brought all of them soccer balls, and we got to play with them for a little bit. And it was crazy to me that they don't have very much, but they were still so happy with what they had. And then later that night, we had dinner with the Rotarians, and they said goodbye to us and sent us off.
So what was your most memorable moment from this experience?
I think that my most memorable moment was probably whenever we went to the after-school program, and there was a little boy that, and his pants kept falling down, so Alexis took her shoelace off and gave it to him, and he used it as a belt.
When you got there, was there a language barrier between you and the citizens?
There definitely was a little bit of a language barrier. I knew a little bit of Spanish from taking 2 years at Burney High School, and most of the kids knew a little bit of English because a lot of the Rotarians' children go to school in Douglas, Arizona. Some of the kids didn't know how to speak Spanish or English, so there was always a Rotarian with us who could speak both languages, so they were like our translator whenever we got into trouble.
Did you make any connections with any of the children while you were visiting?
I feel like we did make a lot of connections with the kids. They, like, stuck to us like glue. We loved them, and they loved us.
After getting there, did you experience any culture shock?
Yes, I did experience a little bit of culture shock. So in Agua Prieta, there are train tracks down the middle of the town, and one side of it is normal like us, and the other side is, like, it's, like, intense poverty. And it was just crazy to me to see, like, all the trash and, like, how little they had, but they were still happy and, like, living life.
Would you ever go back to continue this community service?
I will definitely be going back the next 2 years of my high school career.
That's really great to hear. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Cassandra. That was amazing. The next song we have for you guys is BHS volleyball coaches Lonnie Kolick's Choice, which is a song called Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best as ever been."
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't bite, no child knows.
If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN listener-supported radio. Next up, we have Noah Bishop, who's going to give us an interview with Laura Meyer about her senior project, which was an elementary school art camp. Go ahead, guys.
Thank you, Blaine. Thanks for joining us today, Laura. So tell us a little bit about your senior project.
Thanks for having me, Noah. For my senior project, I conducted a few art projects with elementary school classes. The goal was to inspire children to keep loving and enjoying art and to keep creativity in education.
And what inspired you to lead an elementary art project?
What inspired me was my own love of art, and I adore working with children, so it was an altogether enjoyable project.
Who was your mentor for this project, and why did you choose them?
My mentor was Erin Covert. As far as I knew, she was in charge of the art docents at the elementary school. So because she already knew the process of the projects, she was able to guide me in the right direction.
Awesome. Tell us how many students you instructed.
I instructed and led maybe 20 to 30 students.
And what are some of the challenges you have faced throughout this project?
One of the challenges was trying to find time to take pictures for my senior project because my hands were always full.
How did you overcome these challenges?
I overcame this by asking teachers or teachers' aides if they could take a few pictures of my project while I was busy.
What was your favorite part about being a leader, and how did it make you feel?
My favorite part was walking into the classrooms and seeing the students get excited because they knew I was bringing some fun art projects. I also watched many students grow from this project, so that was nice.
Could any future seniors continue your project?
Yeah, any senior could take on this project. It's an ongoing art docent that happens usually during spring.
Would this be something you would continue volunteering throughout your adulthood?
Absolutely. I adore art, and I love teaching children and educating them about art, and this project was super fun, so.
All right, and lastly, do you have any advice for future seniors?
Pick a project that you're passionate about and love to do, something that helps you and the community grow.
Awesome. What a wonderful project. Thank you, Laura. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Noah, and thank you, Laura, for that fantastic presentation. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. next week and every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on April 4th. Until then, goodbye from Blaine Marks,
Noah Bishop,
Laura Meyer,
Taryn Dahm,
Albert Shekla,
Caitlin Estes,
Cassandra Taylor.
Last but most certainly not least, we have a goodbye song for you guys called Burn by Deep Purple.